This is Day to Day from the studios of NPR West. I'm Madeline Brand.
And from the loneliest road in America, I'm Alex Chadwick in Eureka, Nevada. The state holds presidential caucuses tomorrow.
And Alex, we're beginning the show today in Nevada because it's the first time Nevada will be so politically prominent. The state used to hold a primary months later, but now Republicans and Democrats both understand that Western voters really matter. So, Alex, what are you finding?
Well, Madeline, let me take you back just a couple of days to when we first got to Nevada. We flew into Reno with an omen on board the plane. That's how I took it anyway. A guy from L.A., going to Nevada to work as a campaign volunteer for Senator Obama. We're on a political story. Reno calls itself the biggest little city in the world. Maybe it is. It's got a good university, lots of casinos here, practically staffed with divorcees, and a political observer with a familiar name.
Well, it's a tale of two different parties.
He's Ty Cobb.
Within the Democrats, it's wild excitement.
No relation to the baseball player or the salad either, as far as we know.
The Republican Party is less organized, less enthusiastic, and less driven toward the caucus.
He used to teach at West Point. He was a foreign policy advisor to President Reagan. Now he's here in Reno, and he follows politics. So we asked him, what is going to work here? What is Nevada waiting to hear?
The message that might appeal to Grand Rapids, Michigan, I think here in Nevada, those are not the issues. The economy is basically doing fairly well, except for in the housing industry, where there are a number of foreclosures. But they're more interested in less government, less taxes, get out of my life.
There was a Nevada presidential debate this week in Las Vegas, and all the campaigns are there. We're not. We drive east from Reno, 60 miles of mountains and high plains, to a town called Fallon. We meet a Democrat there, a woman, Gay Johnston.
Actually, as soon as Iowa was on TV in New Hampshire, then suddenly we have a lot of interest. It was building anyway, but that really did it.
The national parties pay attention to the West. That's why the caucuses. Maybe it's part of the change that people keep talking about. Gay says she can feel it, possibilities like nothing before, especially for a woman.
You know, a lot of us remember when it would not have been possible to run for president. It wouldn't have been possible to do a lot of things. The young people, of course, want that change, and Obama seems to bring that to them.
By noon, we were driving east again on Highway 50. They call it the loneliest road in America. It's good radio country.
The mighty 750, Nevada's number one classic country radio station, K-Hog.
Between the Rockies and California, there's 1,000 miles of still open land the writer John McPhee described as basin and range. We pass through 200 miles of it in bare winter light. This is not an easy place for people to settle, and not many of them do. Another range, and we cross into Eureka, the county, and then the town.
It's a typical mining town, boom and bust.
Jim Itheraldi, chairman of the county commissioners. The boom was in the 1880s. 9,000 people, almost all of them miners. The bust lasted much longer. But Eureka County now includes the two largest gold mines in North America, and it is booming again.
Gold was down to $200-some, and, you know, they were struggling. Then all of a sudden got turned around, and all of a sudden we're good again.
And Eureka is growing again, on a rural Nevada scale. There are now about 500 people in the town, 1,500 in the county. And here's Eureka. That lonely road runs right through the middle of town, and I'm standing outside. It's cold, and it's almost as quiet as a radio studio. So Eureka's not crowded, but something here, the space, or the way the space makes neighbors aware of each other, something makes political life matter a lot. People here vote more heavily than anywhere else in the state. Commissioner Jim told me that. Like a boast.
We've always been very proud of that. We've always been first or second statewide.
So people do vote.
And what kind of percentage are you talking about?
Into the into the mid-80s, which is huge nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of places are only, what, 30%, 40, you know, very small. So
why do you think that is?
I think people want their voice heard, and you're heard in the ballot box. I mean, that's where it works, so.
But they don't talk much about politics.
No. Very little.
So why is that? Is it because you're all neighbors and you don't want to?
Probably, yeah. Because, you know, everybody knows everybody. In a small town America, that's how it is, so.
Outside the post office, we sampled the Eureka citizenry on this caucus idea. It is change, but will they go tomorrow?
My name is Fran Stinnett. I'm a deputy recorder. I work in the courthouse here in Eureka.
Are you going to the caucuses?
Probably not, but my husband probably will be there.
Which side is he on? Is he Republican or Democrat? There aren't very many Democrats here.
Yeah, isn't that great?
And a man who gets out of a pickup, he says his name is Robert Bush.
I've been Republican, but let me tell you, I'm a little bit about ready to change my mind, but not for Hillary.
What about Barack Obama?
Well, now, Barack's the one I'm leaning toward. I mean, you know, we used to make jokes about the president being a black man, but you know what? He makes better sense to me than anybody else. I hope I'm not wrong with him like I was at Bush.
Nevada will caucus tomorrow, and the news will be Clark County and Las Vegas and a lot of people and unions and money. Places like Eureka and Fallon, they're just small clusters far away on a lonely road. But tomorrow is their chance, too, and Nevadans like Gay Johnston are ready.
It's really up in the air for the Republicans as well as the Democrats. Mm-hmm. They all know that now we're in a position where, you know, we might make a difference.